This is Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm your host, Jay Shell. Congress passed the National Environmental Policy Act, known as NEPA, in 1969, and NEPA became effective on January 1, 1970. More than 100 nations have enacted similar policies modeled after NEPA. It requires all executive federal agencies to perform environmental assessments and environmental impact statements to show possible environmental consequences of all actions proposed by the governmental agency. Congress, the presidency, and the courts are exempted. NEPA came about as a result of several convergences that arose in the 1960s, including the 1962 publication of Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring. Concern over disappearing wilderness, awareness of air pollution and toxic dumps into waterways, and the major impacts of the construction of the interstate highway system. These were the contributing factors in bringing the need for environmental legislation to everyone's attention. Due to its enactment, NEPA has been applied to major projects that have received federal funding, and even private projects that require federal review by government staff and government permits. There are three parts to NEPA. First, the identification of federal policies and goals. Second, the conditions and requirements for federal agencies to implement those policies and goals. And third, the establishment of the Council on Environmental Quality in the Executive Office of the President. Projects that have any federal involvement whatsoever, even just a staff review for a permit, are subject to NEPA. However, even though a project may be subject to NEPA, the agency can issue a categorical exemption if it determines that the project will have no effect on the quality of human environment or on an endangered species or on protected cultural sites or on wetlands. If the project does not qualify for a categorical exemption, an environmental assessment must be produced to determine what impacts the project will have. Public comment is required. If it is determined after an environmental assessment is completed, including public comment, the agency can conclude with a finding of no significant impact. If a project does not qualify for a categorical exemption or a finding of no significant impact, then an environmental impact statement must be prepared that includes alternative actions to accomplish the same objective. Once the environmental impact statement is completed and receives public comment, the agency may determine the course of action to be taken, an alternative action, or even deciding to proceed with the project as originally conceived. The third element of NEPA is the establishment of the Council on Environmental Quality in the Office of the President to give advice to the President. President Trump has effectively neutralized the CEQ and rendered it ineffective. In October 2017, President Donald Trump nominated Kathleen Hartnett White, former chair of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, to be chair of the CEQ. However, her nomination was withdrawn in February 2018 as she did not garner enough support in the Republican-controlled Senate. Council on Environmental Quality Chief of Staff and Acting Head Mary Neumeyer was nominated and considered in summer 2018 as the chair, subject to full confirmation vote. The chairmanship has remained vacant since January 2017. At the same time, NEPA has come under attack by the Republicans in Congress, as well as by the President. Whether it will survive in the new Congress or will be rendered further impotent, we can only wait to see. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm your host, Jay Shell.